CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg, and we turn from the weighty and imponderable inflation stories and the confounding geopolitics of Russia, and certainly the mysteries of China's economy, not healthy, to come to the Christmas Carol this year in London. We learn, thanks to the London Times, that the Christmas dinner, Bob Cratchit and Tiny Tim and the Goose, will cost 3.8% more than last year. Inflation at the table. That itself is upsetting. However, the story that is sensational, there's a moment in Scrooge, 1935, which I recommend to everyone. It's black and white. It's been colorized, if you insist. There's a moment where we cut away to the Lord Mayor of London, a presumptively extravagant man, hosting a dinner of long tables, lords and ladies, and they stand up and say, sing God Save the Queen. It says, it's an exciting moment, knowing that you're headed to Scrooge's house and his rendezvous with Marley's ghost. But it's celebrating the Queen, and we have a Queen today, and we're lucky to have her. And we learned that there was a Christmas party, not the Lord Mayor's Christmas party, but a Christmas party at Downing Street a year past. This is 2020, when there was no vaccine, when there was nothing but tragedy all around us with the Alpha variant. And Joe, we learned from the London Times that there was a secret Santa Christmas party at number 10. Despite the lockdown of the country, families were kept apart. They wanted to celebrate like the Lord Mayor in Scrooge. Who is Marley, who is Scrooge in the Johnson government? Who's going to answer for this, Joe?
Well, I'm not sure exactly who you would say is the Scrooge and who is the Marley, but definitely this news of this party has reemerged like a ghost of Christmas past to sort of haunt them all with their old sins. Because remember, last Christmas was very traumatic for the UK. I mean, people had been promised that there wasn't going to be a lockdown, and then there was. It was enormously disruptive. A lot of people got caught out of place, not being able to spend the holiday with their families. Parties had to be canceled and that sort of thing. And now we're living with those concerns again with the new Omicron variant. People are worried about what the implications are going to be for Christmas. And at this precise moment, we discover the Prime Minister and various other senior members of the government last year organized a party which may or may not have been fully in keeping with the rules that were in place at the time. And I think that is, not a good look for Boris Johnson, the suggestion that he thought that the rules that applied to other people should not apply to him and his friends and colleagues, especially when the emotional stakes were so high in terms of celebrating the Christmas season.
About 30 people are understood to have attended the event. Some staff working in other parts of the building are said to have joined in the festivities in an impromptu way. The event took place 2 days after London went into Tier 3 lockdown restrictions on December 16th. Banning people from mixing indoors with anyone outside their household or support bubble. People were allowed to gather if it was reasonably necessary for work purposes, but that would not have included holding a party. Joe, why do we have this story now? What plot is afoot that I need to understand?
I don't know exactly how this story has come to light now, but I cannot believe that it would be an accident that it is happening in this environment where we're coming up on the Christmas season again, and people are starting to worry about the new variant. So it does sort of make you wonder if there is palace intrigue going on and some new attempt to embarrass Boris, who, remember, has already been weakened by a bunch of political scandals in recent months to do with allegations of corruption within the Conservative Party that he leads and that sort of thing. So it's at a politically sensitive moment and a very politically sensitive story, and I cannot for a minute imagine that he is at all happy that this is in the headlines right now.
Finally, we do have at least one Marley and Scrooge. Better.com boss Vishal Garg sacks 900 staff over a Zoom call. 900 sacked at once. Now, Joe, we just have 30 seconds. This looks to me to be an indoor record. the uses of Zoom, 900 at once. You tell me Vishal Garg, whom is on the front page of the London Times, is he an American or a Brit? Have we determined?
This seems to be an American story, although it is very interesting that the British media seems to have picked it up and run with it, perhaps because it's, it allows people right. to feel like in the U.S. there's even more uncertainty in the current situation. So I don't know if that's what's going on.
But the Ghost really of Marley is sacked 900 people at Better.com in one call. Joseph Sternberg. Member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's based in London. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.